You're listening to SBS News.
The new law allows people who can show they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan to become Indian citizens. But the law does not apply to Muslims. Critics have slammed the legislation as a violation of India's secular constitution and have called it the latest effort by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to marginalise the country's 200 million Muslims. President Modi defended the law at an election rally in New Delhi on Sunday and challenge people to find any trace of discrimination in his policies or work.
Brothers and sisters, I challenge these people spreading lies to go and investigate my work. If you see any trace of discrimination in my work, then bring it out in front of the country.
Authorities across the country have scrambled to contain the situation, banning public gatherings under Section 144, a British colonial-era law, and blocking internet access in an attempt to contain further violence. Most of the deaths have occurred in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, where 20% of the state's 200 million people are Muslim. The unrest marks the first major hurdle for Mr. Modi's Hindu nationalist agenda since his party's landslide re-election this year. Student Osman Khan has criticised the government crackdown.
Yesterday itself, there was so much violence in Daryaganj at Delhi Gate. So yeah, of course, there's some sort of suppression is going on. Section 144 is being instated in a lot of places. India is now the country with the highest number of internet shutdowns.
While many critics have slammed the legislation as a violation of India's secular constitution, others say giving citizenship to any religious minorities could result in an influx of migrants that could affect the demographics of some indigenous areas in northeast India. Dennis Franchell is one of those protesting in the northeast of the country.
For a northeast, what is most important is our identity, because with Citizenship Amendment Act, our demographic can change, which Tripura is facing. Tripura is facing in a way where the indigenous peoples are sidelined.
Since last week, the police in Uttar Pradesh have taken nearly 900 people into custody for engaging in violence. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.